Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you. Welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole, and we are so happy to have you and you, wherever you might be, call a friend and tell a friend, amen, the Doctrine of Truth is on the air, and we are our endeavor always, amen, to come to bring the truth from a grassroots level that all listeners can share in and share their biblical experience so we can grow thereby. Father, we thank you right now, O God, wherever they might be, as they begin to call in, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we bind Satan's hand on every part. Lord, you said in your word, where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Lord, we thank you for our gathering. Oh God, we've come together from here and there, and oh, from the north, the east, the south, and the west. God, build them up where they've been torn down. Heal in the name of Jesus. Heal all broken hearts, and we bind every weapon. God, the enemy trying to throw at us, whatever they might be, but they will not prosper. According to your word, Lord, we believe in your word. And Lord, send your word now. Send your word in the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. Welcome again to a good conference study where we all come together. And Proverbs says, iron is sharpened iron. In other words, we come in here, amen, to tool you up a little bit closer and give you more keen insight, maybe something that you have dreamed and you have prophesied yourself, that even though you was talking it out, amen, then it come to pass. Amen. But God is faithful. He's able and faithful. And because he worked through man, he worked through his creations. Amen. And he will bring our answers to fruition. We're looking at the subject, amen, in this study, whose church is it, man or God's? Whose church is it, man's or God's? Remember, you can always go to Doctrine of Truth. You can pick it up through Jesus Christ International Ministries. Go to our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. And you'll find us there, and you go down, scroll down the categories and click on media, and you can look at us there on Facebook, you streaming on Sundays, amen. And you can also, you can find other programs that we've been having. And if you'd like to donate to this broadcast, amen, you can go down and click on donations, amen. We'll also, if you desire to write, amen, and to send an email and text, amen, you can send it to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. And you can click on and send an email. Let us know what you think about the broadcast. Amen. It's Senior Bishop, jciministries.org. Amen. And you let us know what you think about the broadcast. And we appreciate, amen, every comment to make things better. We're here to help you and you and you. Amen. When we say iron sharpens iron, that means we helping one another. Not just I'm helping you and you're not helping me. We're doing the both because we're like surveying what's going on out there and what the enemy is trying to do in your different areas. In your different areas, we thank God for all of you that come in all different area codes. We, those that are signing in for the first time, as you're listening, and when once we open up the studio to make comments, all you have to do is push a 1 on your phone, and we will call your area code and your last 4 digits. Amen. Then you can continue to listen, and our operator will be clicking you in and out. Amen. And you will continue to listen. Whose church is it? Whose church is it? Amen. That comment come up. Because many times when we, as you travel, as you're going, people make that statement, say, oh, I'm coming to your church. I'm coming to your church. Oh, I'm coming to your church. But whose church in returns? Sometimes you hear comments and say, well, I know they mean your ministry. We know they mean your ministry. So we want to really clarify that. We want to get that clear if we possibly can, because you do not want to disrespect God's house or disrespect God's men to the fact that people can do anything to the church against the minister and feel that it's not God involved. So we want to draw, it's a fine line. It's a fine line. We want to clear that up as close as we possibly can. Amen. I know when you begin to witness to others or invite others, say, well, I'm going to your ministry. I'm going to your house. You do not want to, amen, step on the line that, well, I'm worshiping that man. You say, well, I didn't mean that. Well, we want to make sure that other people do not get that reference in their mind that they're going to see a man. They're going to see a man. Or they're going to see a man that represent God, a woman that represent God, and whereby they respect God's house, respect God's men and women to the point that they talk against the church, they slander against anybody, and without even knowing, because they learned it from others. They learned it from those without studying the Word of God, those that are not saved, maybe false teachers, people, how the minister addressed himself when he come into the pulpit, how he talks, amen, against other preachers, how he talks against people, amen, and not really reverencing God's house and reverencing God's people, amen. It was a time that you wouldn't dare say anything against God, against people, amen. But now, since Jesus is here, and Jesus bought the church, and he himself gave his life and his blood to save people and to forgive people regardless of what they're going through, amen. And it's not an eye for an eye today. Amen. It's grace. In other words, God will allow you a second and a third chance to get it right. And so people feel that the power of God is not there. They feel that the power of God has left this world. Amen. So they do anything, they say anything. In the last days, we're in the last days where people, like David said, the abomination of desolation. What they say and they do and they represent the church, amen. And those that want to come to Christ, oh, the church is all the same. Oh, everybody's the same. It's not so. It's not so. So we want to clarify it a little bit today, because it might be someone has left Christ because what they see, the attitude and the mannerism that goes on among the leadership, goes on among the pastors, goes on among what they think it should not be, what they think the church should not be. Amen. But we want to, according to God's word, and we always stress the fact that we believe in that the written word of God, because it doesn't matter how many times it's been translated, the Holy Spirit still using men and women. Amen. Don't let no one tell you, oh, the word been translated so many times. There's no such thing, no real translation. That's a lie. Amen. The devil always out trying to discredit the Word of God. Amen. The Word of God is still alive. It's still moving. He said walls and rumors of walls, earthquakes and divers places. Amen. He said it's going to be marriage and giving to marriages according to the Word of God. Amen. In the last days, we are in the last days. Amen. And death and healing and life is still taking place. Everybody's going to die. That's in the Word of God. Amen. So the Word of God is true. We still have day and night. The Word of God is true. So don't let anyone speak to you against saying that, oh, the word is not good. God, no, the devil is a liar. He's a liar. Now, if you've been studying out of the King James Bible, Amplified Bible, the American Standard, the New International Bible, Good News Bible, any of those translations in there where you can follow down through the generations of translations as close as possible, amen, you'll find, amen, that those that are living right, walking right, follow the commandments of God and follow His word. And we're reading out of one of the King James Bible here to in this study. And we want to take a example, amen, and close to maybe a metaphor, you might say so, amen, but an example that Paul had taken from the book of Ephesians, the fifth chapter. And we first want to set a foundation, a short foundation here. Then we always like to go to the studio and have you to elaborate on it. The fifth chapter of Ephesians, and Paul is speaking here, and we're going to pick it up. And Paul is making an example concerning, amen, the last days and how you can walk, amen, and how you can follow after truth and love. And he's using marriage, amen, as an example. And he's talking here, and we want to take forth the 24th verse. The 24th verse, 23rd verse is very controversial to me, talking about husband and wife, but we want to, the 24th verse of the 5th chapter of Ephesians. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wife be to their own husband in everything. Husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and given himself for it, that he may sanctify it and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he may present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that love his wife love himself. For no man even yet hate his own flesh, but nourish and cherish it, even as the Lord the church. So we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause, shall a man leave his father and mother, and be joined unto his wife, and they two shall become one flesh. This is a mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the churches. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even himself, and let the wife see that she reverence her husband. We're talking a mystery tonight about the church. Amen. Concerning the night, today, whenever you might be studying and like to use this program. Father, we thank you for the listeners. And Lord, we thank you through the Holy Spirit and giving us the revelation of his word. Amen. Paul say now, this is a mystery. It's a mystery here how the Lord will use marriages. They use marriage as a foundation, a teaching for the man of God and for you to look at the church and see where God look at the church as he look at marriages, as he look at marriages. And we know that those being ordained come to the Lord, and Paul was talking about as a man, amen, govern his house, amen, he will also govern the house of God. And through the ordination and background, amen, it's like a position with the elders and those that getting ready to approve of a man to rule over a congregation. They will see if this man has been married, and if he has been married, he know how to take care of the women, for his leadership, for the children, for the older adults, amen, men and women under him, the mortgages, the light bill, the water bill, the safety of the flock, amen, the protection of his home, all of that, they use that reach that he has been married. This person has been married, so he has run into the difficulties, amen, of ups and downs in financial situations, and he knows the difficulties sometime, amen, in discipline, know how to step to the side, amen. He sees all, he knows all God has showed a man of God, amen, these things. So the man of God, he has been summoned by God, been told by God, amen, and equipped by God, amen. But he also having a life of experiences that lead him. He has to be a leader, or have the built-in errors and the built-in wounds and discouragements, amen, and the loneliness of making decisions, amen, to be a leader. The leader, you got to go be a lead. Being a leader, you are out front. You're moving. People following you. Amen. And not saying that you don't have meetings, you don't have a staff of people that you all sit down, because the Bible said in Proverbs, in the multitude of counselors, there's safety. But the one that's going to sign the papers and everybody look at, amen, God has set up a one man, amen, and assistant in the church. But the one man, amen, he is the one everybody looks at. And they look at his mannerism and how he reach out to the world. Bible says, whosoever will, let him come. So a God man and a God church, amen, what we're talking about, and those that has been sent into the world, amen, and to stand before all type of believers, all type of families, all type of languages and colors, amen. This man, a woman that God has placed there over his people, amen. He has a concept in mind. He has a theory, a vision in mind for the people. Now, those of you that feel that you can distinguish between a God man or those that just went into the ministry, they want to be over people, they want to have the power over people, I would just like to bring out two, and just very shortly, there's two problems here with those that are single pastors that have never been married, and those that are men have put in place or they went in place. Amen. When God told Adam in the beginning of time, it's not good that a man should be alone, you know, because what? You're defending, this person defending for himself. He bought the instruction that the devil gave Eve in the second chapter of Genesis, the third chapter of Genesis, amen, that he said, well, you'll be like gods if you eat of the tree. So he bought the concept that he is me, myself, and I. He's a God. He's a God. And he's not married or don't want to be married. And this person doesn't have anyone for him or for her. They haven't really have that full desire. And, you know, this is something we can talk about. They haven't really had that full desire of sharing their life with others, that someone have their back, that someone love them and they for them. Amen. So if they make a mistake, their partner with Proverbs say, when you two walk together, when one falls, the other one pick him up. Amen. So when you have not fully given yourself to share your life with others, you become bitter. And the Lord said, God, it's not good that a man be alone, because you got to stand. You cannot. You have to always watch your own back, and you become bitter, and you become cold. There's no compassion there. Amen. You don't want to give yourself, you don't want to open up yourself, you don't want to share too much about your life and your information, amen, to show compassion to others because you're protecting yourself. So when you find pastors and you say, well, Bishop, this is going to be an argument. Well, we'll talk about it. That never married, don't want to marry, and they can marry, they don't want to marry anybody. And you can, let's see whether or not did God call them. Well, we need to clarify what did God say to that person. If he's saved, he can be helped. But the inside teaching always have been, Paul said, you got to renew your mind. Paul said, we have to renew our mind. If you're going to be over people, you can see if you have the compassion for people. Or are you just there for the money, the glory, and the power? All right, we're going to our studios now. Amen. It's a hot subject to me, so I don't want to talk all of it because I can, amen, get started here. But we want to go into the studio and have your input, and maybe you can give some examples without giving away. We don't want to talk about anybody. We don't talk about anyone here. Amen. We just try to keep it as godly as possible. So you can push one on your phone. Amen. You can go to your phone. Those are listening by computers. And you can say 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Push one on your phone, and we have our technician would type you in. Amen. And she would, amen, we'll just give out your area code. Amen. The last four digits of your phone number. We will not give out your name. Amen. These programs are being used for study purposes from time to time. Or you can go back and listen to the broadcast yourself. Amen. On your phone or your iPhone or your cell phone. Amen. And pick up all the programs that's been done in the past. Amen. We're talking about whose church is it? Whose church is it? Amen. Is it man's or is it God's? Every church in the world, if all the churches are the same, amen, all services are the same, amen, all songs are the same, all prayer, is every prayer the same? Is all pastors, do they go to the same seminary? Do they need to go to a school? And they just pick up a Bible and amen, and they ready to go and teach people. We open up the lines now. Okay, here we go. Area code 954, last four digits is 4427. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. Good to be on the broadcast, and thank God for it. I was looking at the subject tonight, and whose church is it? And what you was talking here earlier in Ephesians, but my thoughts went over to Matthew, the 16th chapter, when Jesus asked, now, and the 17th verse, he said, who do people say I am, or who do you say I am? And and Jesus said, Peter said, well, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And in 17th verse, Jesus said, bless you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. Now, right there is what I was focusing on.
Okay.
What Jesus told Peter was that he had got the revelation knowledge from the Lord. And that revelation knowledge is the church. And which means each of us, when we study the word and meditate on the word, we get the revelation knowledge from the Holy Spirit. Now it's that we are the church now. So we are, when we go out and witness one-on-one to people, may it be one-on-one or to crowds or wherever we go, the church is in us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in us because now, because of studying the Word and meditating on the Word, the Holy Spirit will give you the revelation knowledge of the Word. And this is the rock that Jesus talked about he would build his church on, the revelation knowledge that you receive when you study the Word and meditate on the Word. The Holy Spirit will open up and reveal to you the revelation knowledge, the same revelation knowledge that many people, like you say, people that old, so many people didn't rewrote the Bible, but no, they was inspired by the Holy Spirit. It's the revelation knowledge that makes you have the church in you, and when you go out and witness to people, you are the church going out and witness to one another. That's the way I saw it. You know, when you ask whose church is it, it's the Lord's church, but it's given to us through revelation knowledge, so that we can go out and witness one on one.
All right, very good as always. Amen. So we're getting the boat in the water. Amen. And we're going to push it out a little bit further. Amen. And we thank God for you. Amen. Those of you that can pick it up, amen, your insight. We're talking about whose church is it? Whose church is it? Amen. You can push one on your phone. See, we've got a studio full, so I don't want to, amen, leave anyone out. If you possibly can, just push one on your phone, and our technician will type you in. Amen, and we'll give you an error code in the last four digits. Amen. What you like? I say, Peter said he got the insight that is the church is in him, but yet it's still at the same time. Amen. Jesus set up the church. Okay, we have another caller. Amen. Just push one on your phone. We're talking about the church. When you go out, you talk to people. What you thought about the church before you came to Christ, maybe something going on now that you have another insight on, amen, that we can bring forth about the church, amen. The congregation itself, amen, is a collective body of believers, amen, or like the caller was saying, which is all biblical, amen. We are, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. In Christ is life. Christ is in life. So when you have Christ in you, you have life in you. Amen. You have life in you. Amen. We're talking about the church. We're talking about the church of the day, the church of yesterday, whatever direction you feel you want to discuss this subject. Amen. What it used to be when you was growing up, and what it is today, amen. Remember, God is always in control. He's always in control. He knows all. He sees all. Amen. And he knows every direction where the world is going, and he wants his people, amen, to be on the cutting edge. And every man and woman of God, amen, if God put him on the throne, amen, if God put him in the position, he must know what the enemy is doing. He must know what the enemy is doing, and he has to give a direction for the people. And those that just went into ministry, amen, and those that are in the ministry, we are flesh and blood, but yet and still, we're dealing with an enemy, amen. They don't like individuals. They do not like human beings. You can't see them, amen, but you can hear them, and you can deal with their attacks. And every man of God should know that. Every man and woman of God has that knowledge that is not only, let's say for a driver, those that want to drive and you want to be a part of the transportation You want to get a brand new car, a new truck, amen. And when you take classes, amen, it should be whoever instructing you or teaching you, let you know that you have to stay on your side of the road, amen, regardless of what side you drive on. And you have to be aware of the rules and regulations of the road. And there are some out there are not following the rules and regulations. Amen. And when you drive, you have to be aware of that and know how to maneuver. Amen. And be aware of the rules, where to stop, where to go, what the speed limit. Because if you don't, you're going to hurt others. You're going to hurt other drivers. And this is what the men and women of God who's in the driver's seat of other of spiritual teaching, feeding God's flock. He has to know how he's delivering and feeding God's people. All right, the studio is still open. Amen. You can push 1 on your phone, wherever you might be, whatever comments you have, whatever dream or vision that you have, and you would like to share it. Amen. As we turn the corner and now we begin to move to the other part of the program, we're talking about whose church is it anyway? Amen. Is man's or is it God's? Man is God's. Amen. We know it's a subject that needs to be talked about because we have so much false information out there. And if you have some insights, amen, to help us direct this information to help those that are young in Christ, those that are just starting out, we'd like to hear from you, because that today and time, the false information out there has caused many to leave the church, to leave the congregation, and to assume that there's a congregation on earth that has no errors. There's a congregation on earth, amen, that has no problems. All right? You can go to your lines and you press 1 on your phone, and our technician will put you in. Amen. Paul has said that as we're waiting here for another caller, amen, there's a concept back in the book of Genesis, amen, the beginning of time, that the devil told Eve, the day that she eat of this tree, be like gods. Now, God is a self-sufficient, doesn't need anyone. They protect themselves. They know everything. They see everything. You know, they want to be the last word, what they say goes. And they base that off of their learning and their experiences. If you met people like that, amen, they get a little knowledge, a little understanding, and they feel that, well, that's all they need. Amen. There many people like that. We always like that when we got the subject. But you know that there's some things that come in life. It happens. Those that working in seasoned jobs and seasoned careers, like farmers and all some specialists, they know there's a certain time of the year they make their money. They make their money, and they know after that things change. All right, we have an area code 754-7506, last 4 digits. Area code 754, last 4 digits. 7506. Amen. We're in the studio. Go right ahead. Amen.
Good afternoon. I'm calling with a comment. Hello.
Okay. Yes, go right ahead.
Hello. Okay.
Yes.
I just want to say Matthews lets us know that Peter said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So the church is God. And I also want to share the scripture it says in Ephesians 4, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So the church is God, and he has appointed people in his house that he desires to teach his people.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. The woman of God has put that on the table. Amen. The church is God. Jesus is God. Jesus mm-hmm. said, upon this rock. Amen. He is God. Amen. And we're moving into that. We are in grace. Amen. Grace and truth through Jesus Christ. And Christ had placed men in different areas, placed workers for the perfecting of the church. So right there kind of clears up a little bit by men, one-man band. It's not a one-man band. Jesus took that away when he left. He taught 12 disciples, and he expanded the church. And God, that lets you know, God right there, he's showing, amen, he believed in progress for the growth of the church. Amen. So it's not a one-man band anymore. We have many members in the church. All right, let's go. Continue here. We're going on. Amen. It might be another caller. Amen. We're talking about the church. Those, there are more than one pastor in the world, yes. There are more than one pastor in the world. There are some that are saying that there's no more apostles. There are no more prophets. There are no more evangelists. When Jesus died and left the church and Peter them died, there's no such thing anymore as those titles. Those fivefold. You know, I hear that sometimes. Men and women have studied out. And they say, well, no such thing now as apostles or prophets or bishops. Amen. So this is a big, wide subject here, so many ways, but we just addressed it as the Holy Spirit leads you. Amen. So you can push one on your phone. Push one on your phone. We're still in the studio. We're on another caller. Amen. I know many of you are listening, and we thank God for you. Amen. But if you have something that's been on your heart, now is the time. Amen. While we have a great audience, we don't call anyone name, but if you'd like to make a comment, amen, and you want to address it, it's good time now. It's good time now. We all coming together here. As the Holy Spirit lead us, amen. We have to, one thing I found that is missing a little bit, that remember the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, and 1 John 4:4, so he that is in us, you know, God deal with his Spirit, and his Spirit work with men and women. And we have to keep that on our plate. We have to keep that reminding us, amen, that we are body, soul, and spirit. All right, area code 305, last four digits, 4271. 4271. God bless you. God bless you.
Bless you, Bishop. How are you tonight?
All right, God bless you. How are you?
Hey, I'm sitting listening now. These are some subjects I think they just showing us. You can think about it, what time it is, because I don't think they're much considered. You know, these mm-hmm. subjects that you're having, I don't think they're much considered because mm-hmm. of the, you know, the way that the direction that the platform, I put it like that, has gone. You know,
mm-hmm.
for instance, you hit a subject there, and then that I heard the Lord say, now that right there is the ingredients. See, it mm-hmm. is a like of the Holy Spirit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Whether we know it, well, we like to admit it or not, we own that political correctness. And mm-hmm. oftentimes we don't understand that we are doing that. Now, you know, there are variations. You know, people get hung up sometimes. When you say the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, you know, sometimes that kind of bring an extraction to people's attention right there, because they so mm-hmm. hung up on what's the deal. But the whole deal is God's Spirit in you? And mm-hmm. not only that, is it leading you? Is it the uttermost affections? I say it like that. You know how Colossians that Paul wrote, set your affections on things above. We need the Holy Ghost. Men are mixing things up, you know, according to their understanding. And, mm-hmm. you know, you got all these different translations or what have you. You see what I'm mm-hmm. saying? But the whole idea is whatever you learn or receive from your Bible or your translation, you still mm-hmm. need to be led by the Holy Ghost. You see, mm-hmm. that's what God sent him to lead and guide us into the truth. Am I making any mm-hmm. sense? So, mm-hmm. so you hit it. I heard the Lord say, now there, Aaron, you speak. That's what we need, the Holy Ghost. It ain't but one. And God knows mm-hmm. God sent a big bowl to the world. You can get all you want. you can get all the word. You know, Bishop, I was thinking to myself, I said, you know, there's so many differences going on. But yet there's mm-hmm. one spirit. There's one Lord, you see. Mm-hmm. And the breakdown is the Holy Ghost, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mm-hmm. say that because the church belongs to God.
Mm-hmm.
How it got to be God's. Jesus purchased it with his own blood. Am I making sense?
Mm-hmm.
The church is a bought and it was a price that no man could pay. You had to be qualified just to die mm-hmm. to purchase this, because this a church is God's mandate. And mm-hmm. he said it to me like this, and I thank him for it. He told me the church is like a big piece of real estate. And Paul mm-hmm. picked the revelation up and he said, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And he said, God dwelleth in you. So you are the church. See, but mm-hmm. you yourself need a piece of real estate. So this mm-hmm. is where the Holy Ghost was baptized and put us in the church. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And guess what? Mm-hmm. When we get this piece of real estate, listen, our bodies is God's building. Was that Peter? Paul? Both of them said that. Your mm-hmm. body is God's building. But you mm-hmm. see, God is the one. He's the justifier. He's the sanctifier. So God has got to paint your walls, and he got to fix the He got to fix that leak in your roof. All of us been leaking, and you get what I'm saying? Just like Paul mm-hmm. said, Paul said to, I think, the Corinthian church, he said, now those things that you used to do, you know, he's speaking to those that are in the church, those things you used to do, he said, we don't do that no more. You see,
yes,
he said, matter of fact, you don't even speak of that stuff that you came out of. See, he took us out of the world and put us in the church. And there we are protected. You understand? There is where we receive eternal life. But we have to work on this old building through the Spirit. And that's what Brother Waldorf was talking about, being transformed. You see, your building now is the real estate. Now you look at John 14, he said there are many mansions. So these buildings, when we get in it, we are not really mansions, you understand? But through the by faith, you are a mansion. You are very impressive. You understand? When the world looks at you, they say, man, what happened to you? You see, and Peter and Paul wrote that God mocks these buildings. We do therefore bear the marks of God in our bodies. You understand? That's because your building now ain't on the market no more. You've been bought with a price. You see what I'm saying? So the church belongs to God by person. You see, He coming back. He coming back for a glorious church. You see what I'm saying?
All right.
So what we do perform and give glory to God. So that's my life. You belong to God. So I work on most so now since our age. I've been pushing, man. I've been pushing the Lord. You know what? I sure don't want to miss. I want to mess up. Now I know He got me. You understand? But He said, you know, examine yourself, Bishop, to see that you be in the faith. Thank you, sir.
All right, very good, very good, as always. Amen. We're working on this, amen. So now when we turn, amen, a page, amen, and there are many, Jesus said, many deceivers, many false prophets, amen, are out there. And if you get deceived and misdirected, it's the Holy Spirit within you to help you. And this is where we have to transform our mind. Amen. We have to watch. Amen. Be careful. Respect the persons. Amen. And those that we want to ask. Okay. All right. 954-4427. Amen. 954-4427. Yes, sir.
Amen.
In the studio.
You know, you talking about the man and the church. You know, where the Spirit of God is, you know, burdens are being removed and yokes are being destroyed. And if you're in a church and those two things aren't happening, then you got a question. Is this... Is this house a house of God? Is the leader of the house, is he a true man of God? Is he really operating in the Spirit of God? Because if he is, then the fruit of the Spirit are going to be working through him. It's just like a person. Like I said, once you get the revelation knowledge in you, your body becomes a holy temple for the Holy Spirit. Your whole walk and your whole, the way you conduct, carry yourself, it changes. You don't have to say a word. People are just, you know, on sight alone would know that, you know, you're not of this world. They'll see it. They'll know that, no, oh, there's something about him. He's something different. He's a godly man. He's a godly person. It's all in your demeanor. And the fruits of the Spirit are going to show the love and the joy, the peace and the kindness and the goodness. But it's just something about that person that you're going to know that, no, they're not operating under the same principles that I'm operating on. And this is, like I say, if a minister or a pastor of a church is operating under the of God, then you're going to find that burdens are going to be removed and yokes are going to be destroyed. And if you're not seeing that, then you need to question, you know, what's really going on in the ministry.
All right, very good. I want to hit this note here, amen, while we're getting close to closing out. when the Lord told Peter, amen, in the book of John, the 21st chapter, he said, Peter, Simon Peter, if thou lovest by me, amen, more than these, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. He wasn't talking about the physical fish that Peter had in his hand, amen. He was talking spiritual. So like the minister said, the real pastors and real men and women of God, they feed spiritual foods and subjects. Like in this subject we hear, and many more, you know, I pray and pray, and the Lord lead me in these areas. And the subject, the word of God, through the Spirit of God, will go out to people who are listening that's in the congregation, and it helps them. The Holy Spirit will reveal things to them, give them insight, amen, and he'll start healing their lifestyle, healing, amen, their steps and their orders of Christ, amen. So the physical man that's in the pulpit, or woman, they works through the Holy Spirit, telling them what to teach on and what to direct them on, that they can feed the people spiritual food, words, songs, and messages, amen, that will help the people of God, help those that come into Christ, help those that come in Christ, amen. So we're hitting on it, amen, and we're looking at the direction. So those of you go to a church, go to a place, amen, and look like the messages are the subject, amen, is we got a lot of Hollywood in it today, wherever they might be, amen. They have a lot of entertainment, but does it stick in your spirit? Does it correct you or help you? Amen. As a pastor, our whole desire, amen, to see people constantly come to Christ, constantly begin to read and pray, amen, and want to follow Christ and give up their lifestyle, amen. Because people can come and sit in the pulpit and come and sit among the audience just like Judas, walk with Jesus, talk with Jesus, eat with Jesus. But his inner means, his inner heart and mind did not change, amen. All right, we can get another caller. Press one on your phone here. Well, this is a big subject. We can go on and on. There's so many avenues, but we pray that, amen, that those of you had some kind of idea. All churches are not the same. I have to say, every church, whatever pastor, amen, a leader, you being fed by that leader, amen. And if they're not led by the Spirit of God, they're not the subject matter and the words and the inspiration. God is love. God is love. Love. Love is one of the most powerful, amen, of the whole world. God built his church through the love of Jesus, through love, amen. Without love, Jesus said, well, I give you a new commandment, amen, that you love. He telling the apostles, amen, and Peter and all of them, I give you a new one. Because Peter said, Lord, how often should I talk to this brother? He done betrayed me or disrespected me, and amen, and here I am. And Jesus said, Peter, more than seven, Peter. More than Peter. This is the chief apostle now. And Peter, if you read the Bible correctly, Peter was still prejudiced. When Cornelius came to his house, and the Jews didn't want to have nothing to do with Gentiles. You weren't a Jew, brother, you might not even get close to the tabernacle. But God had to get rid of that prejudice in him. Amen, and showed him. And that's so. When we come to Christ and we love God, we still have to work on the outer man. Amen. We got to work on this old cooker. We got to renew our mind. Renew our thinking through the Holy Spirit. Amen. He constantly work on you because you can drag yourself down if you want to follow the Spirit of God. Amen. All right, we can go into prayer unless we have one more caller. Amen, that are waiting around and you want to give your call in, just press 1. Amen. You can get a short comment. You can, because we want to go in prayer for those that are listening, the day and time. Amen. We have those that going to Christ coming to the tabernacle. All right? All right. 954-4427. Go right ahead.
Father God, we thank you that we are your handiwork, recreated in Christ Jesus. Father God, we thank you that you give us the beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for our mourners, and garments of praise for our spiritual heaviness, that we might be trees of righteousness. Thank you, Father God, that your Holy Spirit works in us, that we might walk upright, giving honor and praise to you. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, with another caller, another prayer. 305-4271. God bless you.
Lord, we bless you tonight for the program. We thank you for the subject matter. And our prayer is tonight that you teach us to be fishermen, just like you took. You taught your disciples. Teach us, oh God, how to look among the congregations and the local churches. We know that you have the local church and then you have the true church. Within the local church, give an understanding according to your word. Help all the healers tonight through their problems and situations. Because the enemy comes to destroy us and take our message from us, and, oh God, deter us from the truth. So we just bless you for Bishop tonight and all his endeavor. We pray, God, that oh God, things be looking up for the believer. For in you we only find life. In you, in Jesus' precious name, we pray and give thanks. Amen. Amen.
Amen. All right, we have another caller, another prayer. Prayer for the saints. Amen. If you would like to give a prayer, a short prayer. Amen. You give a short prayer for the saints. Amen. All right. All right. We thank God tonight for each and every one of you, wherever you might be listening. Amen. The word of God. Amen. If you take it in, God is love. Love does not force itself. Love does not beat you down and worry you down. Amen. But it's just like marriage. Paul said, once the man get married, amen, he come into the full understanding what life is about, because he have somebody for him and watching his back. He's not there. She's not there, and he's not there to destroy when you join union. Amen. When you come into Christ, then you begin to see, oh, I got somebody for me. God loved me unconditionally. God always going to be watching over me. Doesn't matter if I fall down, God is going to help me up, because he loved me and I love him. I made mistakes, but God going to take care of me. Amen. Once you step into marriage, the same way you step in Christ, amen, you make that commitment. You make that ultimate journey, amen, that you have someone. Jesus said, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. So don't let no one stop you and say that you're losing your freedom, you're losing your life, if you come to Christ. Amen. You know how it was, those that are married, those that want to get married, don't let the enemy talk you down, amen, and claim, oh, you shouldn't get married, you're going to lose your freedom. No, you're going to gain your freedom. You're going to gain life in Christ. You're going to gain a new vision. You're going to gain such a love that you never knew before, and you always know that he's with you. When you sleep, he's with you. When you're sick, Jesus is with you. When you're broke, with no friends, God has joined with you because he gave his life for God. Jesus gave his life, and it took a life, and he bought you back with everything he has. God love you. Amen. If I was you, I'd find a congregation to go to. Amen. Let God lead you around and pray. Find those that you know have been going to church a long time. Amen. Consider where they're going. Consider what you know, and grow in Christ, reading his word and constantly praying, because every word that you speak goes through heaven and it comes back to the earth. He said, he that is in you is greater than he that is in heaven. Amen. And when you speak a word, because if it doesn't go to heaven, how can you be saved? When we pray, it goes through heaven. Amen. When it goes through heaven, God hears it, and he used somebody to love you. Love you, love you, love somebody. God is love. He is love. God bless you.